Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Let's go. Let's go to Aretha's house. Aretha Franklin's house, and let's start looking around for the will. There's three of them, and one of them is under the couch cushion. That's where she keeps them. So USA Today got a hold of the three wills, believe it or not, and printed like...
Well, did they look in the garage and in the, you know, out of the, one of these pink Cadillacs? There might be one in the glove box.
So the USA Today has printed, you can go to, or go to their site, you can see the, what is it, the PDF, whatever it is, of, you can see her handwritten wills that she put together. One of them, I think, in 2010, or one in 2014, a couple of them in 2010 or something like that.
It looked like her writing was kind of like her persona, curvy a little bit.
It's pretty sloppy writing.
Not sloppy, but just round and curvy. So at least the little batch that I saw.
Dude, what I saw was sloppy. I'm a sloppy writer.
Okay.
I know sloppy when I see it. Anyways, she in the will, she makes it clear she wants to evenly divide the money among her sons, which is nice. And you also learn that how much she makes a year in royalties, which is kind of surprising. I don't know. I would have thought she'd make millions of dollars a year in royalties, but according to the story in the USA Today, it's like $100,000 a year is what
she gets. Yeah, I thought she had a lot more coming in than that.
When you think that respect, and I don't know if she wrote, if she actually wrote that. But,
no, that's an Otis Redding tune, I think.
Okay, well then that explains that. So, but, and then we, of course, we learned yesterday, she's like, owes Uncle Sam like $9 million. But Aretha's got to have a lot of property, I would think.
Oh,
you know?
Jewelry, cars.
Those fur coats,
fur
man.
Coats.
She probably has plenty of those. All right. Well, one person we know who is not going to be in the will is going to be Dionne Warwick. She's not in the will. That we transition into Whitney Houston, Dionne Warwick. I think they're cousins. Whitney Houston. It was announced that she may be going out on tour. And I know you're saying, well, hold on, Whitney's dead. Well, they're going to hologram her up and
the
run
Houston
her out.
Hologram.
They're going to run her out on tour. You know, Dionne Warwick. Of course, you remember. Do you remember the great Dionne Warwick? Aretha Franklin swollen feet feud?
No.
When Whitney died, Dionne Warwick was at the ceremony, introduced Aretha Franklin. She said, ladies and gentlemen, here comes Aretha Franklin, Whitney's godmother, and she's going to sing for everybody. And everybody's looking around. Where is she? Well, she wasn't there. And it was an embarrassing moment that she wasn't there. And Aretha Franklin found out about this after the fact and was fuming. She said, Dionne Warwick knew I wasn't going to be there.
Why did you call me out?
She knew I wasn't there. She knew I had swollen feet and I could not travel. So I guarantee you Dionne Warwick is not in any of those wills. That's a certainty. You know who needs to go out on a hologram tour even though he's not dead is David Lee Roth, because he's planning on doing a Diamond Dave live residency in Las Vegas. Said Dave, I was over at the House of Blues yesterday. There's lots and lots of people requesting. I kind of am the patron saint of midnight when everybody's guilty of all ages. It'd transcend neighborhoods. You can be wearing a cowboy hat or you could be wearing 5-inch clogs out there and sparkles in your hair. You can have dreadlocks or a crew cut. You can wear a military uniform to work, or you can wear a bikini to work, and you know what David Lee Roth brings to the proceedings, okay?
Yeah. From what I understand, what he brought to Vegas last time was lackluster ticket sales. He was in Vegas in 1995 with a show at Bally's and MGM, and they said the opening night of the concert there was 700 people in a 1,400-seat theater. Yeah.
Could be some interesting television watching, and I'm going to watch this. ABC tonight, at least I think it's ABC. Yeah, it is ABC. They're going to have All in the Family and the Jeffersons on at 8 o'clock our time tonight. This is that thing that Jimmy Kimmel is doing with Norman Lear, who is the producer of both of those shows, where they're taking actual scripts from All in the Family and the Jeffersons. They're going to do one apiece, and they're going to recreate them with, you know, current actors. So Woody Harrelson will play Archie in the All in the Family, and Jamie Foxx will be George Jefferson in the Jeffersons. And It will be done live in front of a studio audience. Marissa Tomei, I think she's Edith, will be in there. Wanda Sykes, I wonder if she's Wheezy. Will Ferrell will be in the Jeffersons. Anthony Anderson will be in the Jeffersons.
Will Ferrell's probably the neighbor next door, the English guy maybe. Remember him?
Yeah, he's that. He's that or he's Willis, or Mr. Willis. Or Tom Willis.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe he's one of those two, they said. Jimmy Kimmel and Norman Lear said, just you should be ready. There are going to be no changes to the original scripts. So there is language that was used in both of those shows, especially All in the Family, that you can't, you know, it doesn't fly on network television.
Probably not.
Anymore. So the censors are going to be ready to go there. That's it. That's the troll. Well, let's close the trash with some Seth Meyers. How about that?
Yeah. Chevrolet has announced it's introducing a new safety feature that will send parents report cards tracking a teen's driving behavior. It's just one of the new features on the 2019 Chevy NARC.
There's your trash.